It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're down to 58 degrees, so a new morning low, 58 off yesterday's high of 74. We had a tenth of an inch of rain here at the studios. National Weather Service is indicating that smoke from Canadian wildfires will move into the Midwest today, with some of it being drawn to the surface. This will result in deteriorating air quality, which may impact some people that are unusually sensitive to air pollution. There's also the possibility we might get some more rain. It's not a very big chance, and it isn't going to last long. We'll double-check all of that for you at the close of our look at news. Tenth of an inch reported here at the studios. Illinois lawmakers have passed a bill that could create more requirements for safe gun storage. Capital News Illinois reports guns would need to be kept in a secure, locked container if a minor, at-risk person, or someone who can't have a gun would otherwise be able to get them. Illinois State Police would also be able to revoke FOID cards if a person doesn't report a lost or stolen gun within 48 hours, two or more times. House Republicans argue the bill is unconstitutional and will be challenged in court. The House passed the bill 69-40. It passed the Senate back in April, so it now only needs the governor's signature to become law. Property tax homestead exemption forms for 2025 have a suggested deadline date for return of June 1st. Effingham County Supervisor of Assessments Pam Brown announced that her office will accept the forms anytime they are turned in up to the 2025 Board of Review deadline, and the June 1st deadline is a suggested date. Brown said if you've not turned the form in, you're asked to do so when you can, and she said not to be worried. Her office is on the fourth floor of the county office building in downtown Effingham at 101 North 4th, and you can phone them for more information at 217-342-6711. There's a more detailed story about that up on the local news page at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com. The city of Effingham has released the schedule for painting a mural in downtown Effingham. The mural will be painted on the east side of the building at 105 East Jefferson. Here's the schedule. Things get started this coming week. It'll be June 1st through the 5th, June 8th through the 14th, June 22nd through the 28th, June 29th through July 5th, July 6th through the 12th, and July 13th through the 17th. The mural will be painted at public parking lot number 7 at Jefferson and 4th. If there's no work on the mural, the spaces will remain open. Well, in the backstretch, maybe the clubhouse turn, of the legislative session, horse racing advocates are pushing to revitalize the industry in Illinois and its accompanying horse betting. City officials from Decatur and Illinois horse racing advocates joined in an effort this week by Senator Patrick Joyce of Essex to push lawmakers to approve legislation intended to revive a long-stalled South Suburban racino and open a path for a new racetrack and gaming facility in Decatur. Joyce's bill, Senate Bill 1473, would undo part of a 2019 law that gave Hawthorne Racecourse, a gambling course in Stickney, authority to veto other racecourse developments within 35 miles surrounding their suburban Chicago location. At the same time, it would make way to build a new racecourse in Decatur. The proposed development would include grandstands, a sports complex, hotels, restaurants, a gaming facility, and a training center. As video gambling soared in popularity, Illinois in 2019 tied horse gambling to its success by issuing new casino licenses for exclusively joint horse racing casino ventures, so-called racinos. Advocates say the revenue from video gambling helps incentivize participation in the horse racing industry by providing for larger payouts. Despite the 2019 law and repeated promises from Hawthorne's president Tim Carey, the company has yet to begin development on its racino. Representatives said the track has been unable to secure financing. The Decatur facility advocates want to move forward with private funding. We'll keep you up to date. After a long debate, the Illinois House approved the physician-assisted end-of-life bill Thursday evening. The measure was approved on a vote of 63-42, with two voting present and 11 members not voting. Local State Representative Adam Niemerg was one of those members to vote against the measure and spoke against it during debate. Other versions of the physician-assisted bill were filed in the General Assembly this spring, but there was no movement on the standalone legislation in either chamber. The bill's sponsor attached an amendment with the bill's language onto Senate Bill 1950, which had already passed in the Senate. Being approved by the House, the bill now goes back to the Senate for concurrence. If approved in the Senate, Illinois would become the 12th state to legalize medical aid in dying. Illinois lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that could reduce prescription drug prices by regulating pharmacy benefit managers. Capital News Illinois reports PBMs negotiate drug prices between drug manufacturers, health insurance companies, and pharmacies. The bill would ban PBMs from spread pricing, where they charge health insurers more for drugs than they reimburse to pharmacies, and keep the difference. There will also be a grant to help small local independent pharmacies that will be funded by a new tax on PBMs. The bill's an initiative of Governor Pritzker. It passed the Senate 56-1 Thursday night, now heads to the Senate for more discussion. By the way, in a Capitol News conference Thursday, where House Republican lawmakers discussed a lack of budget transparency, advocated for no tax increases, and suggested measures for reform, local State Representative Blaine Wilhauer said at some point we just need to be honest with the taxpayers, saying there's no reason under the sun that government spending in the state has increased by 45% since 2019 when Governor Pritzker took office. A reminder that tomorrow is the last day for legislation in the General Assembly to be approved by a simple majority. It goes to a much higher percentage of yeses needed to pass legislation as of June 1st. Speaking of that, meteorological summer kicks off June 1st. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford said during a visit with RFD Radio, the first full week of June, the outlook is showing the best chances of below normal precipitation for the state, maybe a little warmer and drier pattern. And that's welcome information for a lot of folks trying to get their planting done. And southern Illinois in particular, a lot of heavy rain this spring. Northern Illinois, however, continues to see the impact of a lack of soil moisture. Some areas are showing abnormally dry or moderate drought conditions, per the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast for the weekend in 2 minutes.
Mortgage loan rates are scary right now. We get it. So at Land of Lincoln Credit Union, for a limited time, we are offering the Lock Before You Look mortgage loan special. If you pre-qualify for our reduced mortgage loan rate, you can lock in your reduced rate for 90 days while you shop. No worrying about rising rates. For promotion details, qualifications, and restrictions, visit llcu.org. The LLCU Lock Before You Look special is available for a limited time only. Visit llcu.org today. LLCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every single morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's mattress clearance sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Ford has announced employee pricing for all. This means what Ford employees pay, you pay. Also, any rebates, mailers, and other incentives also will be taken off these already low prices. This is a great opportunity to get a new vehicle at a great price. This program is called From America for America and is offered for most Ford and Lincoln products, with only a few exceptions. These offers are good through June 2nd. Feel free to stop by or call with any questions about product or pricing. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford for your continued business.
A look at deaths on this Friday. David R. Hollinshead, 72, of Totopolis, died on Monday as a result from injuries sustained in an auto accident. Masonic rites and funeral services for David Hollinshead will be Monday. That'll be at 1 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be a visitation time from 11 to 1 on Monday. Emilio John Campos, 90, of Granite City, who was the father of Dr. Greg Campos of Effingham, died on Friday the 23rd, and funeral services for Emilio Campos will be Saturday, tomorrow, at 10 a.m. That'll be at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Granite City. There is a visitation from 4 to 7 tonight. That'll be at the Irwin Chapel on Maryville Road in Granite City. Funeral services for 86-year-old Judy Ludwig of Effingham will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. A celebration of life for Judy Ludwig will be held immediately following the services Saturday at the Keller Convention Center in Effingham. Funeral services for Geneva LeGrand, 79, of Effingham, will be today. That'll be at 2 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Geneva LeGrand from 1 to 2 today. Funeral services for 64-year-old David Camp, formerly of Aldemont, will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at MBI Construction, northwest of Effingham, along Routes 32-33. Doors will open at 2:15 for mingling. Food will be served at the conclusion of the services. That again for David Camp. A visitation for Grace Fitzwater, 8-year-old daughter of Jesse and Emily Walker Fitzwater of Kinmundy, will be today, beginning at 4 o'clock at the Kinmundy United Methodist Church and continuing until all who want to pay their respects have passed through. That again, the services for Grace Fitzwater. Funeral services for 91-year-old B.B. Van Arnhem of Newton will be today. That'll be at 11:30 this morning at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Visitation for B.B. Van Arnhem will be from 10 to 11 this morning at St. Thomas Church in Newton. A graveside service for Mary Sue Matthews, 87, of Effingham, formerly of New Baden, will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Peaceful Valley Cemetery in Odin. That again for Mary Sue Matthews. A memorial graveside service for 91-year-old Mabel Calger of Ingraham will be Monday at 1 o'clock. That'll be at the Ingraham Cemetery for Mabel Calger. Funeral services for Sandra Lyons, 81, of Woodson, Illinois, formerly of Newton, will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at Crane Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation for Sandra Lyons will be at Crane's from 6 to 8 tonight. Funeral services for 70-year-old Jack Lamar of Jewett will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup. Visitation for Jack Lamar from 11 to 1 Saturday. Funeral services for Vernon Hildebrand, 86, of Newton, will be today. That'll be this morning at 10 o'clock at Crane Funeral Home in Newton for Vernon Hildebrand. To our forecast, today mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, high today of 75, winds from the west-northwest at 5 to 10, they're going to gust to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, patchy smoke between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m., mostly clear otherwise, a low tonight of 58 and winds from the west-northwest gusting to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 and 4 p.m. and then a slight chance of showers after 4 p.m. Regardless, the rain chance Saturday is 20%. Sunny skies for the most part and a high around 80. Partly cloudy and 54 Saturday night, sunny and 80 on Sunday. Currently in Effingham, overcast conditions. We are at a morning low of 58, and off yesterday's high of 74. We had a tenth of an inch of precip here at the studios. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.